Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Data Visualization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Practical Use Cases and Tools in the Data Analytics for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of data visualization in analytics, best practices for creating effective visualizations, and popular tools for data visualization, including Excel and Tableau. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create impactful data visualizations that effectively communicate insights to your audience. Main content: importance of data visualization in analytics. Data visualization is a critical aspect of data analytics, as it transforms complex datasets into understandable graphics. Visualizations help you see patterns, trends, and outliers that may not be apparent in raw data. They allow stakeholders to grasp insights quickly, facilitating faster decision-making. For example, imagine you've conducted a survey to assess customer satisfaction. Presenting the results is a bar chart, where each bar represents a different aspect of the survey, e.g., product quality, customer service, delivery time, allows your audience to quickly identify strengths and weaknesses. Without visualization, stakeholders might overlook crucial insights buried within numbers. Moreover, effective data visualization can evoke emotions and spur action. Colors, shapes, and layouts can influence how viewers perceive data. For instance, using red to indicate negative sentiment in a customer feedback survey can immediately draw attention to areas needing improvement. Thus, the right visualization not only communicates data but also tells a story. Best practices for creating effective visualizations. Creating effective visualizations requires adherence to several best practices. Here are key guidelines to follow. Know your audience. Tailor your visualizations to the knowledge level and needs of your audience. A presentation for executives may differ significantly from one for technical teams. Use simple visuals and clear language for non-technical stakeholders. Choose the right type of visualization. Different types of data require different visual approaches. For example, use line charts to depict trends over time and pie charts for proportions. Understanding when to use which type enhances clarity. Keep it simple, avoid clutter. Too much information can overwhelm your audience. Stick to the essential data points that support your message. A clean, focused visualization helps the viewer understand your main points without distraction. Use color wisely. Color can guide the viewer's attention but should be used consistently. Choose a color palette that is accessible and easy to interpret. For example, using contrasting colors can help differentiate between categories, while a monochrome scheme can convey a more professional tone. Label clearly. Ensure that all axes, titles, and legends are clearly labeled. This helps prevent misinterpretation of the data. Including units of measurement where applicable can aid understanding. By following these best practices, you can create visualizations that not only present data but also engage and inform your audience effectively. Tools for data visualization: Excel, Tableau. When it comes to creating data visualizations, several tools can help, with Excel and Tableau being among the most popular. Excel is a widely used tool that offers a range of charting options. It's particularly suited for users familiar with spreadsheets. You can create various visualizations such as bar graphs, histograms, and scatter plots. For instance, to visualize sales data over several months, you can use a line chart in Excel to show trends, allowing you to quickly identify peak sales periods. To create a visualization in Excel, you can follow these steps. Input your data into a spreadsheet. Highlight the relevant cells. Navigate to the Insert tab and select the type of chart you wish to create. Customize the chart with titles, labels, and colors to enhance its clarity. Tableau is a powerful data visualization tool that allows users to create interactive and shareable dashboards. It's ideal for analyzing large datasets and facilitates more complex visualizations. With Tableau, you can drag and drop data fields to create a visualization without needing extensive coding skills. For example, if you want to visualize customer demographics and purchasing behaviors, You can connect Tableau to your database, select relevant fields, and create a dashboard displaying various visualizations such as maps, bar charts, and pie charts. This interactivity allows users to filter data, providing deeper insights. Choosing between Excel and Tableau depends on your specific needs. Excel is great for simpler tasks and quick analyses, while Tableau excels at handling larger datasets and creating interactive visualizations. It's worth noting that both tools have their strengths and weaknesses. For instance, while Excel is excellent for quick visualizations and is accessible to most users, it may struggle with larger datasets or more complex visualizations. Tableau, on the other hand, provides powerful analytical capabilities and interactive features but may require a steeper learning curve for new users. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the significance of data visualization in analytics, learned best practices for crafting effective visualizations, and reviewed popular tools such as Excel and Tableau. By implementing these techniques, you can create impactful visualizations that not only convey your insights clearly but also engage your audience effectively. As you continue your journey in data analytics, remember that the way you present data can have a profound impact on decision-making processes. Reflection questions: how can you apply the best practices for data visualization in your current projects to improve clarity and engagement? Which tool, Excel or Tableau, do you think would be more beneficial for your data visualization needs, and why? Reflect on a time you encountered a confusing data visualization. What aspects contributed to its lack of clarity, and how could it have been improved?